Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take something small, sometimes really small, like just a single headline, and we really try to unpack it, see what bigger insights are hiding inside. And today, our mission is exactly that. We're digging into a very, very concise piece of source material. It's an excerpt from a report called Rural Land Investment Trends. And really, it's just the headline, Land for Sale Near Me, Rural Properties Gain Investor Interest. That's it. Just that one line. Sounds simple, maybe? But let's pull on this thread. Let's see where this single headline takes us. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? What's really striking here is how clear that statement is. Rural properties gain investor interest. It's not just, you know, some minor comment buried in a report. The fact that it's the headline, well, that tells you this is a noted trend. Something is significant enough to be featured right up front. It's a pretty strong signal that capital, you know, money, is looking for new places to go.
Right. So it's not just noise, it's a signal. And building on that, what is the focus on rural land specifically? What does that immediately suggest to you compared to, say, the usual focus on city centers or commercial properties?
Well, it strongly indicates that investors might be strategically diversifying, moving away from those traditional urban assets. And that could be driven by a whole bunch of things, right? Maybe high costs in cities, maybe remote work, making rural life more feasible.
Ah, the remote work angle. Yeah.
Exactly. Or it could even be a classic move towards tangible assets. You know, land is a hedge against inflation. Investors often look for real assets, things that hold value when other markets feel shaky. So that one line, it's already hinting at several big economic shifts, I think.
Okay, so that makes sense from an investor perspective. But why should, you know, why should you, our listener, care about this particular headline? What broader things might it be reflecting? Things like maybe societal changes, like you mentioned inflation, or maybe people just wanting more space now. What's a deeper current here?
Well, look, this headline suggests a pretty strategic rethink happening across different types of investors. It's probably not just individuals looking for a quiet life, though that's part of it. You could have private equity firms eyeing large development spots, or maybe REITs focusing on farmland, timberland.
Oh, interesting. So big players, too.
Absolutely. Renewable energy projects need land, too. And then, yeah, high net worth individuals wanting diversification, maybe long-term value appreciation. Each group has its own reasons, but all that interest together, it signals a pretty significant economic undercurrent. It's almost like a flight to safety, but maybe in a new form, not just stocks and bonds.
Right, right. It's more tangible. It's not just about having a bigger backyard anymore, is it?
No, it seems to go beyond that.
So given we only have this headline, what questions does it force us to ask, even without seeing the full report? Like, what could be the real drivers, the specific reasons for this type of investment picking up now?
That's the key, isn't it? This headline immediately raises some big questions you have to ask. What is really driving this surge in interest right now? Is it, say, interest rates making urban projects less appealing? Could it be linked to supply chains, maybe needing land for new factories closer to home?
Reshoring, yeah.
Could be. Or is it demographic shifts?
Yeah.
More people actually moving out of cities. And then, you know, the follow-on questions. If this trend keeps going, what happens? What are the effects on rural land prices, on local economies in those areas, even like the whole feel of rural communities? The real power of this short headline, I think, is exactly that. It's in the depth of the questions it makes you ask. It hints at changes much bigger than just real estate deals.
Okay, so pulling this all together, what we've unpacked is that this seemingly simple headline, Rural Properties Gain Investor Interest, it's doing more than just reporting a market fact. It's acting as a pretty potent indicator, suggesting shifts in investment strategy and maybe even reflecting subtle changes in what people and institutions are valuing, both in terms of assets and maybe even lifestyle. So here's something for you to think about after this. If rural properties do continue to attract this level of investor focus, what kinds of new opportunities might pop up? Or what challenges could arise? And maybe more fundamentally, what might this trend signal about how our priorities, our values around property, space, maybe even community, how those might be shifting, perhaps subtly, perhaps not so subtly, in the years ahead?